Uncertainty is what gives us agency and is an opportunity for change and choice. Welcome to On the Edge, a podcast and now also a book about making unexpected connections everywhere and anywhere. My name is Roland Harwood, and in each episode, we try to make sense of our increasingly connected world. Why should you embrace uncertainty as an opportunity, not a threat? How can you connect people and ideas to engineer serendipity? Where should you start when embarking upon a transition to something new? On the Edge will be your guide to navigating uncertainty based upon the experiences of a diverse group of creative and entrepreneurial people and organizations who have learned how to survive and thrive in our increasingly connected world, and is available to buy now as a book or ebook. In this episode, I read Chapter 3. Called Into the Unknown. Enjoy! As you approach the edge of your comfort zone and domains of expertise, you move into uncharted territory. This is where many people will simply turn around, as there is no map to guide us and nobody else to follow. But without embarking on a few adventures into the unknown, you won't learn anything new about yourself or the world. Often we have no choice, as we have to deal with turbulence in one form or another. As Dave Snowden said, there is never a better chance to innovate than in a crisis. So as you arrive at your next threshold, bear in mind that you need to run your own race. There are no answers in the back of the textbook. Rather, you need to write it for yourself. Start by mapping the contours around you. It may be crude at first, or even wrong in many different ways. But that doesn't matter. What does is that you have the courage to try. Being on the edge requires us to learn by doing. Our mistakes are our best teachers, so always strive to make new ones. As somebody once said, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result. So keep on tweaking, iterating, evolving, and pushing, and navigate into those channels that yield results no matter how small. Marginal gains matter, so notice and nurture them. This can be both exhilarating and terrifying. Inevitably, you'll have many doubts along the way. Am I doing the right thing? Am I good enough to even try? These doubts are not only very normal, it would be very strange if you didn't have them. As Voltaire noted, doubt is not a pleasant condition, but certainty is an absurd one. And so whilst it's important not to completely ignore these anxieties, it's also necessary not to be consumed by them either. Your job is to try to find the right balance between inaction and recklessness. And this is where your intuition comes in. Intuition is not some magical, mystical force. It is simply the data that our brains and species have collected and processed over time. And it can be a powerful tool if we know how and when to use it. Pay close attention to your gut instinct and don't be afraid to take a few calculated risks. After all, the greatest discoveries and the breakthroughs often come from where we least expect. Most people have a negative view of uncertainty and try to minimize it, preferring the reliability of familiarity instead. But in the words of Paul Goodman, why not choose to accept confusion as a fertile void where surprise is possible again? Imagine for a moment what it might be like living your life without uncertainty. How many people want to know what they are getting for their birthday? Almost nobody. How many people want to know exactly the day they're going to die? Almost nobody. This type of certainty would be like waiting for a bus to come. Rather, uncertainty spurs us on to make the most of the time we have today. So let's reframe our relationship with uncertainty, embrace it, and the possibilities it offers. Uncertainty is the trigger for joy and opportunity in our lives. By going into an environment that is uncertain, with curiosity and experimentation, you can go a lot further towards creating opportunities. Uncertainty allows us to become agents of change, capable of shaping the world around us. It can power change if you make a choice to move towards it. Of course, uncertainty can be daunting, but it is also the driving force behind all progress and innovation. Without it, we would have no agency. Without agency, we have no hope. And without hope, we have nothing at all. Learning how to say, "I don't know," is a sign of strength, not weakness. So welcome the unknown with a beginner's mind, with awe and wonder. There is so much to learn and so much opportunity if only we dare to jump into the unknown. Thank you for listening to this excerpt of the book On the Edge. If you enjoyed it, then please consider buying a copy and giving both the book and this podcast a good review or rating, as that really helps get it out to new people. Others have described the book as realistic and wise, succinct and insightful, and a thoughtful meditation on how to navigate uncertain futures. On the Edge was brought to you by Liminal, a community of compulsive climate connectors. Thank you to all of our members, clients, partners, and patrons. To find out more about Liminal, please visit weareliminal.co. The future is built on the actions that you take today. We are all on the edge of so many different possible futures. What are you on the edge of right now? Until next time, please keep on connecting people and ideas. If you do, you never know what might happen. Thank you and goodbye.